This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm, and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be happy, whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting them, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be happy. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outward and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness. One should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to false views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.
Very good. Very good. I know it's very easy to get hot and bothered in this weather, and let's see. Nice to sit down and spend a bit of, bit of time meditating in a nice, hopefully cool room. And in the same way that you'll be very, very warm if you run around all day and you're very, very active, the same is true for the mind. So if you have a very, very busy mind, you'll get a hot head. So, as Ajahn Brahm says, if you're hot, cool head. Cool head. Yeah. So we can relax tonight. As usual, I say a few words about meditation and half an hour, and then afterwards, question and answers, and possibly some chit chat. There's usually some chit chat, but it's okay. This goes online. This goes online these days, but. For those who don't know, there are two organisations working together here. So we have the CDSFWA on this side, which is all built, which is good. And on the other side is the new property, 26 acres of forest, which is has a trench. Now we're almost we're getting close to having power there at the stable, but work continues. But here's all nicely put together, so we can enjoy this nice, nicely renovated room. Now with air conditioning. So,
Stables have been better to dream.
Anyway, so yeah. As always, has anyone never meditated before? Never meditated before. Everyone's got a bit of experience, which is good. Makes life easy. We'll just sit for about half an hour, and I'll do a bit of just a bit of guidance throughout it all, just to keep us in the present moment and to just to relax and to enjoy a bit of peace. Well, methods of meditation, there are many. Usually when I sit down, I don't try to focus on any particular meditation object. I just usually wait for breath to come to me if it feels like being watched. But otherwise, you can just sit here and just to put down the baggage of the day, to give up our responsibilities as well. Just having half an hour in the evening to not have to do anything at all. You've made the effort to come here, you're in the seat, that's all the effort that needs to be done. And we sit in meditation, whether we're watching the breath or loving kindness meditation or body sweeping or all those things in the Satipatthana, all the various types of meditation techniques taught by many, many people. A lot of it comes down to when you sit down and you stop, your body, and that includes like the sight and the sounds. We'll come to a very nice quiet room. There's once we dim the lights, there's nothing to see. You close your eyes, and the body's comfortable, more or less comfortable. It's never perfect, so you just leave it alone for a while. What doesn't happen in meditation is you sit down and suddenly the mind goes perfectly still. It takes a little while, so the process of meditation is to sort of just put yourself in the meditation seat, whether it's a cushion or a chair or a stool or whatever works for you. And once you stop, basically the five senses. Once those are diminished to a certain extent, then the mind just has this tendency to gradually become more peaceful, more calm. And there's probably two things that depends on. The lesser one is your state of mind when you actually sit down. And that can be dependent on a whole lot of things. I know a lot of you you're all lay people, except as a good number, and myself. So, you got to go out there, you got to go to the supermarket, you got to go and look after the kids, the grandkids, you got to do all these things. And that's the mind that you start with when you sit down to meditate. Whether you're a novice meditator or some great meditation teacher like Ajahn Brahm, there's that aspect of the thinking mind and that relates to what you've been up to, really. Which is why, especially if you're an experienced meditator, you go on a retreat or something, you've got that time to get very still. But even in half an hour in an evening, that's enough for the mind to become more calm, more peaceful. So we don't ask it too much of our mind. Now the other side of things is just your practice. The more time you put in, I'm not talking about trying to do 8 hours a day. If you can fit in half an hour of meditation, most days, and you're doing well. And that's sort of the most important thing when you sit down to meditate. How much accumulated practice do you have over the years? I know a lot of you people have been coming here every Monday for a very long time. Well, I've only been here just over a year, but you've been even that, just having had that practice over a period of time means that when you sit down to meditate, the mind will incline to becoming more calm, more peaceful, quicker. That's all. And everyone has to start somewhere, so you don't have to feature critical of yourself, and you think, oh, you know, I've only just started, this is like, you know, I only get in like half an hour a week, something like that. I only get in five minutes a year, but that's right, everyone's got a starting point, so. And, yeah, so there's a sort when we sit down in meditation and choose to watch whatever meditation I'm doing, you just got to remember that the whole process depends on some things that aren't under control and things that, if you can take the time, it's something you can develop. You can get to a point where even if you had a very stressful day and, people have been bugging you and it's hot and half the country's on fire. You've been watching the news. Don't watch the news. Don't listen to the news. It's definitely not good for meditation. So if you understand it, if you understand the sort of basic mechanics of the mind, it can be a very interesting process to meditate and to be a meditator, someone who practices regularly. And I think, possibly one of the most important things when you're, whether you're a beginner meditator or an experienced meditator, is to you can have some fun. If you look at your meditation as something fun to do. I noticed Santuti works very hard on this monastery and various other monasteries as well over the years. He was saying to us, we always seem to be doing crazy projects together. But he enjoys what he does. He enjoys carpentry, he enjoys turning a place like this, which was pretty much just a shed, and turning it into a lovely hall for practice and just to, if you have that sense of enjoyment or just interest or curiosity in the practice, then that's all you really need to develop a long-term practice anyway. So how about we do some body sweeping today? We can dim the lights, if you would please, Bill. Oh, before we go, have a light little candle.
Yes.
Very good. And you can always stand up and stretch before you sit. Always do. Okay. Alright, so. Okay, let's put that over there. So, please relax. And, we just take a few moments just to close our eyes and just relax for a little while and just let we dim the lights and close our eyes. And relax. Now's the time to have a whole lot of metta for your toes, right? Wiggle your toes, be kind to your toes, walk around them all day, and just see if you can tune into the sensations there. What's going on? Are they warm or cold? Are they comfortable? just let your feet relax. All those nerves in the soles of your feet, the feeling of the carpet, the feeling of the cushion, you've got your feet on a cushion. What does it feel like? Just focus on the soles of your feet. Some of the most sensitive part of the body. From your heel to the balls of your feet, toes. Just relax, with kindness there. Cultivate that sense of relaxation and kindness. And just let it flow up through your ankles. Can you feel your ankles? What's going on down there? Are they loose, relaxed? Sensations running through the heels of your foot, up through your Achilles tendon, into the calves of your legs. And relax, feeling the sensation as the weight of your body settles down to rest. people have difficulties with their knees sometimes. So just have that kindness, just let it pervade through the lower legs, going up through the knee, just relaxing anything that's tense and tight. All those muscles in your thighs, the quads, the hamstrings, all these muscles that have been just pushing and pulling all day long, getting you here, getting you there. Give them a bit of time just to rest. There's no work to do here at all. Feel the weight of your whole legs, from the hips all the way down through the thighs, through the knees, through the calves, the soles of your feet and the toes. Just relaxing everything there. Some attention to all those abdominal muscles, the belly. It's okay, everyone's got their eyes closed, let it sag. Just relax your tummy. feelings in the low back. Just relax a little bit. Just curve naturally back into the chair. Dozens and dozens of muscles all along the spine, all the way up to the ribcage. Just relax. You can slouch, it's okay. Deep breath in. Feel it just the way your chest rises. And let it out. And just feel that relaxation in the chest. Even the heart slows down. No work to do. Shoulders droop down. And just spend a bit of time there. The left and right shoulders. And just experience the feelings there. It's where we put a lot of attention. Just relaxing the upper arms. Elbows, they rest against the chair. Your forearms relax. The work of the day done, and you just rest there. All muscles just loosening up. Sensations in your palms, down to the fingertips. Just turn your attention to the muscles in the neck. How do they feel? Again, you know, the tension that goes into your neck through the day. We'll have to just seep out. Peace and relaxation. How your muscles feel, there's nothing to do, nothing to worry about. chin just droop just a little bit. Jaw drop just a little bit, just in that relaxation phase. Special attention to all those little muscles around the mouth and the cheeks and smile. It's relaxing, isn't it? Just let the face relax. Dozens and dozens of muscles all around your eyes, your eyebrows, around the forehead. Let them all relax. Again, all the tension of the day ends up in our eyes, around the all the little muscles that. Back of your neck, all the way up the back of your head. Andrea. Relaxation is rising up through the body. Up the crown of the head, top of all of this body is. Whole of the body. Hopefully a little bit more relaxed now than when you started. Just enjoy that sensation for a little while. Come to the end of the meditation. Now ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. The book all success. hundreds of people. And all, yeah, was, I was very, very happy with the turnout. And it's good. It's good. We worked pretty hard that day. The month's up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Super cover and Santuni and myself were up and get the place ready and there through the evening cleaning up and we had some visitors as well in the evening from Buddhist Council of Western Australia that came to the meeting. So I had a lovely dinner. Smelt like it anyway. I couldn't enjoy it myself. It didn't smell very good. So yeah, but now that's like the biggest ceremony of the year. So it's quite nice now for the nuns to just take a bit of time to relax and also we can sort of get on with our projects. We're doing some jobs. Got some work to go on this side of the monastery and the Stocker roadside as well. So Santuni's sort of managing his workforce, which is somewhat diminished, you might have noticed. Rob's been away for a couple of weeks now, so he's coming back tonight. We got a text, he's definitely coming back, which is a relief. So, so he's been in Tasmania for a couple of weeks with his family. He's seen his dad, and he's got a few friends, and doing a bit of touristy stuff too, I think. One thing myself and Ajahn Santuti noticed is that he did a lot of work. you don't realise how much some of the people here contribute until they're gone, and then you go, wow. So soon enough, hopefully he'll take robes and be a monk. And we're going to have to find a replacement now. We're in the market for another Anagarika, so we spend a lot of the day just you got a question or?
I volunteer.
You volunteer? You want to be an Anagarika?
Oh yeah.
All right, have a chat to say 30. We'll try it out. You going to come for a stay for a few days sometime?
Okay.
Yeah, you always come and say so. I spend a lot of time cleaning and keeping the temple clean is a lot of work. But then we're working down at the lower cottage, working on renovating that, and we've had some support from the Sri Lankan community. So PL and I think Brassica were down there and putting a new roof on the place. The old one leaks for some reason, we don't know why, but. That's all good. We've got a couple of, so that's the big renovation project down there. Santuti and Sukakama were doing some tiling down there for the new bathroom, and next door we've got as far as running cable from the power pole to the stables. Soon we'll have electricity, which is nice. So, but at the same time, it's nice to live with someone like Santuti. Because he also recognises the need that you can't, as a monk, you can't really just work. You know, you've got to look after your practice as well. We have our time for meditation and we continue to practice while we get on with the jobs and so forth. So, good life. It's good mix of. Enjoyable work, enjoyable meditation.
What's the plan for the stable contract?
We just got development approval from the council to turn it into a house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting design. We've got five bedrooms. But they all, there's no inner corridor or anything, they all open out to the outside, so each monk, or possibly we might have Anagarika down there, they'll have their own room. We're going to put a bit of work into making sure that it's quiet there. That's kind of one of the main design considerations there, because I would say if you're a professional meditator, you need a peace and quiet. And you've got Brookton Highway quite close, although I've found that living here you don't, it just fades into background noise after a while, so that's all right. But also, just because you've got so many people living, so many meditators in one building, we're going to put a lot of effort into the insulation side of things, make sure that each room is nice and quiet. So just choice of building materials and so that'd be good. And also, I think we're going to have to climate proof the place as well. So there'll be each room will have air conditioning for 3 months. So people will be able to sit there and be cool or be warm as they need to be. I had some interesting experiences with the temple here, putting some solar on the roof. And that makes a big difference because in this part of the world, hot weather and sunshine seem to go together. So I'm thinking about, I mean, it's actually been really good because I wasn't sure how it was going to work, but we've got some solar panels on the roof here, so I've been able to run the air conditioner during the day on these hot days, and I've noticed makes me very happy because I walk out of my room and in the room there next to the kitchen, there's the sort of dining hall there, and I walk past, there's always someone sitting there in meditation in front of the air conditioner. That doesn't cost us, but it costs us very little if anything in the solar panel, so it's very nice actually. I think, even Ajahn Brahman, when he was in Thailand, visited he was in Bangkok doing some visa work or something, so it's way back when, 1970s, in northeast Thailand he was living, and he found that just one day he was there, so he went to meditate in the hall, he said, oh, the meditation's really good today, what's going on? Air conditioning. So should each room will be nice and comfortable. It's going to be fairly comfortable, I think. We'll have a little kitchen in there. We don't need too much there. We're not going to be doing a lot of cooking or anything, but we might have breakfast there. Come up here for the meal. That's the plan anyway. Yep. People still bring food. That'd be good. And so we've got all the facilities here. We don't really need to duplicate them down there. But we might have a little have our breakfast down there and maybe a little office for some office/library. And we're just using the existing stables building basically. It's pretty much the same footprint. We might take out a couple of internal walls and stuff. And I think. We've lost Bob. What happened to Bob? Bob disappeared.
He vanished.
He vanished. All right. Okay. Never mind. Was he the one who got the phone call? his wife Pia was here this morning, so we went down to the stables, myself and... did you come down to the stables with me over here? Was that this morning? Oh, I lose track of time these days. Anyway, so we went down there and she's going to put on Facebook, you know, there's all this metal railing and stuff we're getting rid of, so we'll cut that off and so on. Because there's the outdoor areas around the stables have some metal on that. So. And the idea is each room will also have its own little courtyard as well. Maybe just a little, I don't know what we're going to make it out of, probably just colour bond or something, but they have their own little outdoor area. And we'll see how we go from there. It's the next big job, so. What with the granny flat renovation down here and that, it's enough, certainly enough work to keep us busy for a while. Yeah. So that's the plans. The best laid plans. Not nice in there. Yes. Okay, anything else? Got a few minutes if there's any questions about what's on the agenda. I think, we've got, I think it's booked out now that the next retreat is on Saturday. That'll be St. Anthony's retreat, and we're still playing around the booking system, so we'll see how we go. We're still playing around. A few people missed out because they've They've had a few goes, but I think the new rule is that you only miss one, you can come in for the next one. So for those who are retreat junkies, you should be fine. You'll be all looked after. Don't worry. I think probably I'll do the next retreat, but probably not until after the new year, because otherwise it would be around Christmas time. It's probably not the best time to be having a retreat. Or maybe it is, I don't know, on the holidays. But yeah, it'll probably be in January. And we'll keep doing the Monday night meditation. Santini will be here next week. There's always a bit of variety here, so it's all good. The usual schedule for the meals, yes?
When will Venables come into the meditation?
Ah, that's right. Yeah, well, we had a committee meeting yesterday, and I think the Cambodians wouldn't mind having a Cambodian retreat. We'll see how we go. He's always, I'm sure he's going to be. I'm sure. I'm very happy to live with such good monks. So Kamo and Santuti, they're all good monks. So I'm sure when the time is right, there'll be a Cambodian retreat, eh?
Yes.
Sometime soon. Every day we have lunch here, so there's always a meal at usually 11 and 10:45 Tuesdays and Thursdays, so you're always welcome to come by and enjoy a nice meal. We had a lovely meal today. My mum and my dad came today. My dad made risotto. It was pretty good. So that's what you're missing out on. Okay, so we can finish up. I'll do a bit of chant. We'll do some chanting, the dedication of merits. And then we can take all of our nice calmness back to the people we love, the people we live with. Okay.
Through the goodness that arises from my practice, may my spiritual teachers and guides the great virtues, my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, may the highest gods and evil forces, celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the world of the earth, may those who are friendly, indifferent or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life. May they soon attain the threefold bliss and realize the deathless. Through the goodness that arises from my practice and through this act of sharing, may all desires and attachments quickly cease and all harmful states of mind until I realize Nirvana in every kind of birth. May I have an upright mind with mindfulness and wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion not take hold, nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge, and surpassed is the protection of the Dharma. The solitary Buddha is my noble lord. The Sangha is my supreme support. Through the supreme power of all these, may darkness and delusion be dispelled.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, my friends.
Thank you, Roger.